going to be helpful, I think. We don't have that much time. So, some people are of the school of eyes shut, and some people are of the school of just a little bit of light coming through. So they're like this or like that. Personally, I find it's helpful to just feel into what's good for the moment. So sometimes when you really want to to shut out outside stimulus, you would really close your eyes. So no light is coming. And sometimes there are certain states where it might feel like to just have a little bit of light coming through the eyelashes could be could prevent you from being sleepy. Or it could also bring a bit of brightness if you feel like your mind state is dull, darker, then to bring a little bit of light through the eyelashes, just a tiny bit, can be helpful for that brightening. Another thing that I've experimented with is that keeping the eyes just a tiny, tiny bit open, so you're not actually seeing anything, it's just a little bit of light coming in, it helps us to not make two separate worlds, one the meditation world enclosed and one the outside world as separate, but rather to keep a sense of I'm not cutting off. So I'm not escaping. So it's dependent on context for each person, whether that is relevant or not. It really, none of these are kind of rules. It's to be alive with, to be awake with, and feel, try different things and see how it feels. So sometimes like this, sometimes like this. Try it out. And there may be just that there is one way that works well for you and that is the best for you. But it comes from experimenting and trying it. Or whether you're a changing person. One who's sometimes like this and sometimes like this. Or you're always like that and never like this. You know? Just keep it in experimentation. Thank you. That's a good question. So coming into our posture. And how is that to be inside your posture? And seeing if you need to move around a bit. Settle into a kind of uprightness that feels like a cat, you know, when the cat sits up towards the end of the day to see what the night is bringing and curls its tail around. And there's that kind of, it's kind of like held alertness that Trang was speaking about yesterday, that verticality. So coming into that feeling, even if you're lying down, it's that gatheredness. Like I'm setting an intention to be here now. Like I'm saying yes. and inviting you to bring your awareness to the room, the space we're in. The space there is in the room with the people in it and the walls kind of setting a boundary. The floor and a ceiling and doors that are open. Your curiosity of what can I feel, even with no names or concepts, what can I feel beyond my own physical body? Coming now to our own skin, and that whole body feeling of whole skin that's encasing our physical body being. That's flexible, supple, and breathing with all those tiny little pores, tiny little holes in the skin that make it possible for the air coming in and out like a thin veil, thin, very finely meshed netting. Feeling that. Breathing skin in the space, in the room with the other people. Maybe spending a little bit more time on your face. Maybe that's it's changed a bit since we all started talking and expressions and that stimulation came back. We can feel into the skin of the face and the muscles behind and feel where there's any tightness, where it's loose, where it's neutral. Some way. And how is it to feel into those differences? Between the more tighter and looser, the more kind of grey zone, That's not saying too much information to you. I'm coming more inside now to maybe feeling the inside of your mouth, your tongue, and your lower belly, if that's more of a place for you, or anywhere in your body where you find a bit of ease to slip into and just sit and be still. Where there's no discomfort, but that you can be conscious that that's where you're placing your attention now. Without the struggle of any sort. And feeling into whether there's a kind of pleasantness that you could sit in for a bit. Rest in. Refresh yourself. That feels safe and cozy. With no should or no tryings, just easefulness. That you can trust. Because it's not complicated. So like just being, without being anything, without doing anything, just being in this place of easefulness. That could be one particular location in your body, or it could be a whole body feeling, whole skin, or skin and room, whatever is easy for you to connect with and rest in peacefulness and steadiness. And maybe coming into awareness around this place of ease, there are other places that come up into our awareness with a bit of discomfort or maybe some body pain, some thought that keeps coming back incessantly or something like that. Or a stronger feeling. Maybe around coming back to your daily life or something. And just seeing whether from the place of ease, that can grow a bit, the easefulness, to bring some kindness to the more contracted places. So that we're not staying in the habit of always going first towards the difficult, even if that's a little bit more intense, so our awareness goes to it quicker. But like changing the habit a bit to reverse and come from easefulness to meet and greet any sort of discomfort or kind of tightness in the body, tightness in our mental processes, happenings that's bubbling along in the background, or emotional sensations throughout the body passing through. Just allowing a dropping, a loosening from any sort of alert sense in the body that feels like you need to stay alert and awake to any possible dangers or some habit like that. That we can feel in our body, that, oh, there's that holding on to that. And from this easefulness, just letting get go of that hold, that holding habit. Literally, in our sensations. So this easefulness, this kind of sanctuary that we can find in our body, could be like a large pool. And then the thoughts and emotions and sensations drop into that. We can receive them in this place of easefulness and give them the compassion that they may be needing. The receptivity, the listening. And in this way, cultivating being our own best friend. In listening to what's more difficult for us from a place of kindness. Coming to the end of this meditation, And just like a kind of intentional offering of the energy generated in this way for our own growing, our own transformation and freeing of our own unique knots through our own unique way to freedom. And like an intentional wish to share the benefits of this practice with those that we meet, those that we share our lives with. Thank you so much for your presence here.